You're listening to the Kids Cookie Break, the 10 o'clock theme party today with all sorts of Bible story and Bible character songs as we are having fun in the studio with our Bible to School friends. That's Bible, the number 2school.com, which is kicking off maybe at your school this Thursday, September 26th. And we just had a trivia question and we have a winner.
We do have a winner. Congratulations to Adalia Graybill. She is the winner from Lancaster, who is winning one of our cups and balls and mood-changing pencils. She knew that there are 66 books in the Bible.
Wow, impressive. Mm-hmm. That might have been a hard one for some people. That's fantastic. Stephanie, I would love to just shift gears here a second and say it was great fun to be at your celebration fundraiser. It was so encouraging to see that room full of people supporting the work that you do. You're always looking for people to help you on a money end, financial end of what you do, or else you couldn't do it. So
absolutely.
If any listeners are really believing in your mission, they can come alongside of you in many different ways. Also, they can volunteer too. So yeah, talk yes. about that, Stephanie.
Okay. So if you are feeling that you'd like to come alongside of us and help to support Bible to School in a financial way, you can feel free to head over to our website, Bible2School2.com, and head to our donation page. And there you have an opportunity to read a little bit more about how your donations are being used. And you can donate to the larger Bible to School organization that helps to support all of our programs. Or if you have a specific community and a specific program on your heart, you can find their information and donate directly to that program to help get those Bibles into the hands of our children.
And again, that's Bible, the number 2school.com. Meredith, you were saying volunteers, volunteers, we can still use some help.
Absolutely. It would be awesome. We're always looking for people. We'll find a spot for you, even if, it's just 2 hours a week, really. And it's always over the lunch hour. For Manheim Township, it's from 12:10 to 1:05. And we are looking for a large group leader, small group leaders, even that extra set of hands. And we're always looking, you know, eventually we want it third and fourth grade. Right now it's second. So, you know, looking into the future, if you have that leading in your heart and you just have that stirring and you want to be in touch, please get in touch and we will find a spot for you, whether it is being a teacher, a small group leader, or even sewing costumes for our awesome skits that the kids get to do.
Oh, wow. Oh. Wow, so many ways that we can be involved and use our gifts. That is not mine.
Mine either.
But, there are a lot of people gifted in that department. So Bible2School.com. Do you have another question for us? I see more prizes.
Yes, absolutely. Let's see. Okay, this is a great one and one of my favorite stories. What was the name of the little man who climbed a tree to see Jesus? There's also a song about this. Mm-hmm. Is it John, Zacchaeus, or David?
I even have a song about that story. That's a little bit different song, so I'll have to get that song and cool. play it after we find the answer. So tell us the question one more time.
What was the name of the little man who climbed a tree to see Jesus? John, Zacchaeus, or David?
All right. I have to move these songs around because I had a couple that might give something away. So let's hear Fred's Floating Zoo. That is a song that goes way back early in the Bible to the book of Genesis. We're going to hear Floating Zoo about Noah and the Ark. Call now to win 717-392-FM90.
Floating Zoo.